Evict him, bar him from future service, have the prosecutors, the local prosecutors in New York, pursue him for the fraudster that he was before he ever became president, lock him up.
Fear is the tool of a tyrant. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, and I'm innocent.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, that was James Comey before and after. Before, when Donald Trump got indicted, he was all for it. He wanted him locked up, and now all of a sudden he wants everybody to know this is a misjustice. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's being charged with, Comey is, with lying to Congress and obstructing a congressional investigation. And this indictment was filed on the very last, almost on the last day it could before the 5-year statute of limitations ran. But remember, one of the key counts here is that he was asked by Ted Cruz, do you stand by your prior testimony where you said you did not authorize any leaks to the media about the FBI's investigation of the 2016 Trump and Hillary Clinton campaigns? And he said, yeah, I didn't do that. But we've got an inspector general report for the Department of Justice. They uncovered evidence that he did do that. So, you know, that's pretty stark evidence that he lied. Now, on the other hand, people should keep in mind, this is a tough statute under which to get somebody, because you've got to prove that they knowingly and willfully made a false statement. They knew it was false at the time, and they intended to deceive. It's a pretty high standard to meet, and they're going to need skilled prosecutors in the trial to convict them.
I'm wondering too, Hans, when you look at all of the 2016 Russia, the laptop collusion, the, you know, lying with the federal workers, are those charges of sabotaging the Trump administration and all of that, has that statute of limitations run out, or is there still a potential case against the Clintons, against the Obamas, against that whole regime, not just the DOJ members?
I don't know. I some of those charges might still be brought, and keep in mind, look, this was a very short indictment. It's only 3 counts. It's only 4 pages. But, you know, sometimes what the Justice Department will do is they will file what's called a superseding indictment. So, in other words, it's still in the same case, but they'll basically file a second document that sometimes will add even more charges. So they've kind of make sure they're within the statute of limitations. They could file more charges against him. You know, what I find particularly ironic about this is that the statute under which Comey has been indicted, you know, lying, that's the same statute he used when he was at the Justice Department before he got to the FBI against Martha Stewart. And he used to brag about, because I heard him literally brag about getting Martha Stewart under that statute at an internal meeting at the Justice Department, because I was at DOJ the same time he was.
That's amazing. Hans von Spakovsky, our guest from the Heritage Foundation this morning. Hans, I saw where the mayor of Portland is trying to sue the Trump administration for sending National Guard troops up there to protect ICE. Am I wrong, or is that not perfectly within his rights to do that?
It's perfectly within his rights to do that. We already had courts saying that he was perfectly within his rights to do that in California, because the statute that governs the National Guard says that the president can mobilize troops, including the National Guard, when regular law enforcement officers of the federal government are unable to enforce the law. And that's clearly the case there. When ICE agents are being attacked obstructed from enforcement, that fits well within the statute. We've already had the court say it's a frivolous lawsuit, just as frivolous as the similar lawsuit filed by the Attorney General of the District of Columbia. He filed a similar one. It's frivolous.
Yeah. And of course, we've had ICE agents fired on, and we know the risk they're at in some of these cases.
Right.
The fact that you wouldn't want federal troops there to defend them, I don't understand that. But Portland is a what, 30 square miles surrounded by reality anyway?
Yeah. No, that's true. Listen, all these local and state officials trying to obstruct ICE enforcement and who are unconcerned about the dangers of ICE, you know who they remind me of?
Who's that?
Southern office holders,
yep,
before the Civil War, who were defying the federal government.
You know, Hans, I know that your friend Jim Carafano created this open for us where he calls you the leader of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. I just got back from Central Europe. I was in Prague and Vienna and Budapest. So the Habsburgs send their best.
Oh, well, those are three of the most beautiful cities, too, to visit in Europe.
Yeah, we had a fantastic time. Thank you, my friend, as always. Have a great week.
Sure, thanks for having me.
All right. Hans.
Yep, see you later. Yeah,
he's great.
He is great. And Jim Carafano said that about him a long time ago, and we used it to create his open, and he's got a great sense of humor about it.
And speaking of legal, folks, we got Greg Jarrett coming on from Fox News, the legal correspondent there, and we'll have a lot of questions for him as it relates to some of these indictments.
Yeah, and he's written so many great books about how Trump was wrongly persecuted. It'll be interesting to get to that. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.